And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're gonna talk about what you should do if you've got $100,000 laying around. Now, do you have $100,000 laying around? Some of you have $100,000 laying around. Some of you have more than $100,000 laying around. Some of you have less than $100,000 laying around. So what am I getting at? What do I mean by this laying around, $100,000 laying around? $100,000 represents a big sum of money. It represents probably savings that you have accrued over the years. Now, many of you have been educated that the way to financial freedom is to go to school, get good grades, get into college, get more good grades, get into the workforce, and hopefully that job that you get gives you some type of retirement benefits in the form of a 401k, or maybe you go out on a loan, you get an IRA, or maybe the job that you have has a pension component to it. And what you're essentially doing is you're feeding those retirement plans with income that you never see because your employer takes all this money out before you even see it. You're feeding these retirement plans, and that money's just kind of laying around. Now, some of you would argue with me and you would say, it's not laying around, Al. As a matter of fact, that money is working for me. It is working for me. Okay, I hear what you're saying, because I used to be in your boat. I used to do exactly what you are doing. So I totally get what you're saying. I mean, I had a financial planner at one time, and that financial planner told me that if I invested my money into mutual funds, and those mutual funds were inside of a retirement account. In my case, it was like, I think it was an IRA. See, it's been so long since I had those things, I don't even know what the vehicle was that I had. But at the end of the day, that money was being used to buy fractional shares of stock, and all of those fractional shares were going into that mutual fund. Now, I would buy the mutual fund, and all those fractional transactions were occurring within that mutual fund. I know I've probably lost half of you, and that's part of why I'm bringing this up, is because many of you don't realize that you're on the road to mediocrity. Now, let me get back to my point. You were told by your financial planner, because, and I know this because I was told the same thing, that when some of those fractional shares of stocks that are inside your mutual fund fail, they are mitigated by those that don't fail. And what that's supposed to do is get you going on a glide path, or in other words, put you on cruise control to making, say, 7 to 10% return on investment per year. And if you follow the concept of compounding interest and you have enough time and you don't touch any of that money, chances are you may get to a place in your life where you have enough money to retire off of. Now, I don't think that that path is a very effective path. I think that that path is doomed to mediocrity, and here's why I think that. NerdWallet reported last week that for the ages of people 55 to 64, now these would be people that are getting ready to retire. These are people that are looking at retirement. The average household retirement savings was $537,560. That's the average, okay? So that means when you take everybody that's been contributing money to these retirement accounts and you divide it by the number of people that you populated into your formula, that's the average. It just means that I think if you retire tomorrow, you might have a difficult time of it. Having $537,560 in savings may or may not be enough money for you to survive on. Now think about it. Let's say you need $100,000 per year to live off of. So if you have $537,560 in savings, how long can you last? Well, Short answer is what? About 5.3 years, right? 5.4 years. And then you would run out of money. So what do you do? Well, maybe you adjust your lifestyle, right? Maybe you dumb it down a little bit. Maybe you do things to where it only costs you $80,000 a year to live. So when you do the math on $80,000, you can last a little bit longer, right? But here's the thing. You don't know at what age you will die. You don't know that. I don't know that. You don't know that. The guy next door doesn't know that. Nobody knows that. Even your doctor doesn't know that. Even if your doctor gives you a terminal cancer diagnosis, they don't really know how long you're going to live because there's a lot of factors that can factor into that, right? So I think it's risky to do what you're doing right now. Now, here's another point I want to make, and this comes from NerdWallet too. When the average household retirement savings is $537,560, the median household retirement savings is only, now get this, $185,000. That means that 50% of all potential retirees have $185,000 or less. So think about it. If it took $100,000 for you to live the lifestyle that you want to live in retirement, how long would that $185,000 go? You don't have enough money in your retirement savings accounts to retire. You just don't have enough money. And even if you think you have enough money, chances are that money won't last throughout the rest of your life. So why is that a problem? Well, let's say you get to the age of 67, and let's say you retire at the age of 67. And let's say you've got a couple hundred thousand dollars in savings, and it costs you $100,000 to live the lifestyle that you're trying to live in retirement because you're trying to match the lifestyle you had when you were working. And maybe you were making $100,000 per year in take-home pay. So you think in retirement, I need that same $100,000 to live off of. And you know what? I think that is a perfectly rational result from what you're doing for retirement and what you were doing for a living. I think it's completely rational that you would want to continue the type of lifestyle that you have in retirement as you had when you were working. And the big difference is when you're not working, all of a sudden you get your time back. But here's the problem. NerdWallet is telling me that the average savings for the year groups of 55 to 64 years of age only have $537,560 on average in retirement savings. But when you look at the median savings balance in those retirement accounts, meaning 50% have more, 50% have less, for that same age group of 55 to 64, there's only $185,000 in those retirement savings plan. Do you keep working? Well, that's one option, but keep in mind, you're approaching 67. Your body's breaking down. Your body's getting tired. Your body's been working for the last 40 some odd years, right? So is that a course of action that you want to pursue? Now, some of you would say, okay, well, you know what? I'll just dumb my lifestyle down. I'll take a look at the bare minimums. I'll take a look at what I need in order to just get by. And here's the problem you're going to have. You're going to have time in your hands, and you're not going to be able to do the things that you want to do in retirement because you won't have the money. You may be able to last a little bit longer before you have to go back into the workforce, but you're not going to have the money to do the things that you always dreamed to do in retirement. It's a problem. It is a huge problem in the United States of America, and we do not talk about this problem enough. There is not enough discussion on the news shows regarding your potentially failing retirement plan. And I say potentially failing because not all of you are in that boat. Not all of you are in that boat. We know for a fact at Lifestyles Unlimited that the 1%, they exist. The 1% retires absolutely rich. And here's the thing. That 1%, when they were working, they weren't working the same way you were working. What they were doing is they were working on the net value of their household. Yeah, their job was to put assets into their household portfolio and to use those assets to produce cash flow and produce other equity returns that not only improved the living situation of the family and provided more and more cash flow year over year, it also increased the equity position of the family. So in other words, their wealth continued to grow. And as their wealth continued to grow, their income also grew along with it. That's why the 1%ers that are out there, they're not worried about what the other 99% of us do. They really aren't, because they just kind of look at us, they shake their head, and they go, you know what? They just don't get it. They just don't get it. And even if they try to explain it to you, you may not fully understand it. And I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying you are in a particular mindset where you're doing certain things to achieve a living. And those things that you're doing to achieve a living are not necessarily doing anything for you to achieve a retirement. Does that make sense? Now, 4% of all Americans out there, when they retire with as much, if not more, passive income than when they were working. You know what we call that 4%? Lifestyles Unlimited members. Yeah, we actually call them Lifestyles Unlimited members, because the majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members are doing exactly what you are doing for a living. Now, I'm not saying they're in the same career field or the same job. You understand what I'm saying, right? What I'm trying to tell you is that they are trading time for money, but they're doing something different with the money that they earn. Instead of taking their money and putting it into those retirement savings accounts, the 401ks, the IRAs, those types of things, they are buying hard assets with the money. What do I mean by a hard asset? Well, a hard asset is strictly an asset that is physical. It's not the phony assets that you're buying. Did you know you're buying phony assets? Yeah, you're buying fractional shares of stocks, and all of that stuff is essentially a digital account. I mean, there are physical manifestations that occur that support the fact that it's not a digital account. But in my opinion, it's a digital account, because how do you buy a fraction of something? Digitally, right? Digital makes you do that. It allows you to do that. So you can buy fractional shares of something and you put that into your fractional account, right? You know where I'm going with this, right? Okay. So at this point, you probably think I'm picking on you. At this point, you probably think that I'm not your friend, but I am your friend. I am actually somebody that will tell you something that nobody else in America will tell you. And what I'm here to tell you is that 5% of all Americans retire rich. And we classify those people as the uber wealthy, that 1%, and the 4% that are buying assets. Now, not everybody in the 4% is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, let's be very clear with that. There are non-Lifestyles Unlimited members that do this stuff too. But when you look at Lifestyles Unlimited members, they migrate from the 95% where you are at right now into the 4% because they change their investing strategy. They change what they're doing for investment. They change the modality of the assets that they're buying. And the assets that they're buying are tangible real estate assets. They're physical assets. They're either single family properties or they're multifamily properties. Doesn't matter which kind, they are those types of properties. Now, we do not buy other forms of commercial real estate. We don't buy those things because, number one, they don't give us the best rates of return. What we have learned in our past 34 years of Lifestyles Unlimited is that the sweet spot for investing in tangible hard assets is single family and multifamily assets. I'm not talking about gold. I'm not talking about silver. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about assets that actually pay you a cash flow. And it's with that cash flow that you will utilize it. You will utilize the cash flow to offset your expenses of living. We call that chunking. It's a pretty cool concept. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to explain to you why a 77.8% return on investment is better than a 10.4% return on investment. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Del Walmsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
Well, we purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. And as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm talking about the amount of money that you have in your savings accounts. Now, you call them a retirement account, but I call those things savings accounts, and here's why. You're not really investing in anything. What you're doing is you are relying on somebody else who may or may not have any more intimate knowledge than you do to buy shares of stocks and put them into your portfolio. You are not an active investor. You are more of a passive investor. Now, I'm not picking on you because I did the same thing. I spent the majority of my life trading time for money, working for somebody else. In my case, I worked for the United States Army. I served in the United States Army for 27 years. And when I left the United States Army, I had a financial catastrophe on my hands. And let me explain it to you. I was making a certain amount of money serving in the United States Army. When it came time for me to leave the Army, I effectively retired from the Army. I was physically retired. I was not financially retired. Even though I earned a pension, and I still earn that pension today, that pension only paid me about one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. In 2017, I found Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, this is literally 3 years after I left the United States Army. What I did was I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I became real estate retired. Now, normally it takes 5 years to get it done. I got it done in 2 years. Now, I'm not bragging that I got it done in 2 years. You have to understand that I was desperate. And I went to work changing my financial future. I migrated away from what everybody else had been telling me to do, which was the herd mentality, and I migrated to what Lifestyles Unlimited was teaching me to do. And one of the things they taught me is that there are different rates of return based on the type of asset that you're investing in. And one of the ways to determine that is just to understand more than what you know now. So let's do this. Let's say you've got $100,000 liquid. Now, I pretty much know that the majority of you out there potentially have $100,000 in your retirement accounts. And that's just based off the stats that I put out earlier in the show. The majority of you probably have at least $100,000 available to you. So let's have some fun with that $100,000, shall we? Now, I'm not talking about going out and buying boats and jet skis and having a great time that way. I'm talking about figuring out how investing that money can give us different rates of return. So if you have $100,000 and you're investing it in the stock market, whether you're buying mutual funds, whether you're buying actual stocks, however you're doing it, you have $100,000 invested. And if the stock market is returning on average about 10.4%, you're making 10.4% on your money. That's essentially what you're making. Now, I realize that the stock market has gone through a period where it was not doing very well. Since that time, it looks like it's recovered. It looks like it's trading at all-time highs. So that might make you feel a lot better. There's no overhead resistance. So stocks could go up, right? But here's the problem. Stocks don't always go up. Stocks tend to fall. And there's a myriad of reasons why stock prices can reduce on you. And I'm not going to get into those myriad of reasons because I don't want to focus on that. I just want to focus on the fact that you can make 10.4% return on investment. What is that return to you over a five-year period? Well, if you do the math and you factor in compounded interest, you're essentially over a five-year period making a 62% 62.9% return on investment. That sounds pretty good, right? 62.9%. So what does that mean? What does that $100,000 turn into at the end of 5 years? Well, it turns into about $162,890. Sounds like a good rate of return, right? You made over $62,000, almost $63,000, basically sitting on your hands, letting somebody else manage your money and charge you fee income. Yeah, that's what they do. They charge you fee income. That does impact your rates of return, by the way. So you've made $62,000 over a five-year period of time. And again, that assumes that the stock market is healthy. That assumes that the stock market is healthy. Stock market is not always healthy. The stock market does what the stock market's going to do. Now, what if we took that $100,000 and what if we invested it in three different pieces of real estate? Now, I just happen to have three different pieces of real estate that I've pulled up over the weekend. And what I'm looking at is you don't need the full $100,000 to invest in the real estate. What you need is about $82,000. And you can buy three different pieces of real estate. Now, these are what I consider singles. These are not doubles. They're not triples. They're not home run hits. These are singles. In other words, these properties stand to produce between 8 and 30% cash on cash returns, and they stand to double your money at the time you buy it. I mean, where else can you get rates of return like that on your investment? Well, real estate gives you rates of return like that on your investment when you know how to do it correctly. There are a lot of incorrect ways to buy real estate, but when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you the correct methodology. We're going to put you on the right map for you to follow. For some of you, single family assets are the way to go. For others of you, multifamily is the way to go. Regardless of which path you follow, you can get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. It's very simple. So let me expound on the fact that if you are compounding at 10.4% rate of return in the stock market, and you're getting a rate of return of $162,890, you might be feeling pretty good about yourself. But I'm here to tell you, real estate is going to give you a better rate of return because real estate pays you five different ways. There's the cash flow, there's the equity capture, there's the natural appreciation, there is the principal pay down, and there are the tax benefits, which are beneficial to all real estate investors, whether they're Lifestyles Unlimited members or not, which protects the income that you make on the property. In other words, protects the cash flow and mitigates whether or not you pay any taxes on that income. It's a pretty cool scenario. So these three properties that I'm looking at, what I'm finding is you don't even need the full $100,000 to purchase the properties. You don't. You only need $82,000. So if you want to keep $18,000 in your stock account making 10.4%, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. But here's the thing. When you take into account the five different ways we make money in real estate, these three particular assets that I'm talking about are poised to return a 261% return on investment after 5 years, 261%. Now, let me go back to that compounded rate of return that I talked about in the stock market. What was that? Somewhere around 62, almost 63%. So what's better, 63% or 261%? I think 261% is better. And here's the other thing. You may decide not to hold these assets for a full 5 years. You may decide to buy these assets and hold them for, let's say, 2 years. Now, at the end of 2 years, you're not going to get that rate of return of 261%. And here's why. You're not compounding over 5 years. You're compounding over 2 years. But at the end of 2 years, you would get a 121% rate of return. And here's the point I'm trying to make. You could start selling those assets off. The idea is you sell the asset, and when you sell the asset, you buy two to replace it. So what that does for you is it not only gives you six assets that are in your portfolio, you've doubled down on the amount of cash flow that you're about to receive, and you've doubled down on the other ways that we make money in real estate, because now you have six assets providing you cash flow, providing you equity capture, providing you natural appreciation, providing you principal pay down, and now you have six assets that are getting the benefits of the way the tax code is set up to benefit real estate investors. Pretty cool stuff, right? So let's say you do that at the end of 2 years. You sell all three and you buy six to replace them. Now let's say you go 3 years this time and you sell all six of those properties and then you buy 12 to replace them. Because remember, you're trading one in and you're buying two to replace it. Now you have 12 assets providing you cash flow, equity capture, principal pay down, natural appreciation, and again, those tax benefits don't go away. Just because now you've got 12 different houses, you have 12 different houses receiving the benefits of the tax code. And the tax code is very favorable to a real estate investor. With 12 assets, do you think you might be in a place of retirement? Do you think that there might be enough income coming in to retire you? Well, there's a lot of things that go into that formula. First of all, you have to look at what does it really cost you to live on a month-by-month basis. If 12 assets gets it done for you, you've retired yourself in 5 years or less. It's pretty cool, right? If you need some more assets, then you just wait a little bit longer. And again, that methodology of trading one in and buying two to replace it expands your portfolio. Now, you may be in a place where at 12 assets, you decide, I'm going to start selling the single family assets and I'm going to start buying multifamily assets to replace the single family assets. And when you do that, you actually get a sixth way that we make money in real estate. And it has to do with forced appreciation. And it has to do with the fact that those real estate assets are valued in a completely different manner than the single family assets are valued. And what that allows you to do is force value. In other words, you're able to, based on an income approach, increase the value or the price of that particular asset, and that makes you money a sixth way. Kind of blown your mind, haven't I? Now, how hard is it to do this stuff? It's not hard at all. All you need is the education. And the education is not difficult. The education requires 16 hours of your time, not 4 years of your time like you put in for your baccalaureate degree, not 2 years of your time like you put in for your master's degree, not 3 years of your time like you put in for your PhD, 16 hours. And I'm not talking about 16 semester hours. I'm talking about 16 physical hours, 16 hours on the hourglass. That's what it takes completely transition yourself away from what you are doing right now into what you should be doing for retirement. It's as simple as that. Now, if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, is doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop. Or if you prefer, call 866-945-6565. Again, that number, 866-945-6565, and ask to be signed up for either a free workshop or a case study. That real estate investor on the other side of the phone will be more than happy to take care of you. So at the end of the day, the ball is in your court, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.